So we're continuing our study through the book or the Gospel of Luke.
We're in
chapter 11,
and
we ended last week in verse 26.
So
today we're going to start in verse 27.
Let's start reading.
And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the peps which thou hast sucked.
چون او این سخنان را می گفت زنی از آن میان به صدای بلند به وی گفت خوشا به حال آن رحمی که تو را هم کرد و سینه هایی که تو مهیدی.
Now as he spake these things that was last week.
همه اون چیزهایی رو که هفته پیش گفت چون از این سخنان می گفت
when we had Jesus responding to the fact that he was casting out the devils
مسیح در مورد روح and they were صحبت میکنه
they were accusing him of doing this by the power of Beelzebub
Satan و گفتن با قدرت شیطان بیلزبل داره این کارو
so now this woman responds to this saying blessed is the womb that bare thee and the peps that which thou hast sucked
خوش به حال آن رحمی که تو را هم کرد و سینه هایی که تو مکیدی.
And I addressed this earlier in the book of Luke.
و در کتاب لوقا
what she's doing she's lifting up Mary.
و کاری که میکنه داره مریم رو جلال میده.
To an improper place.
در جایی قرار میده مریم.
Yeah, this woman is giving praise to Mary.
در حقیقت این زن داره به مریم جلال میده.
Yeah, Jesus just spoke these wise words.
عیسی مسیح این حکمت ها رو گفته.
And then she puts the attention to Mary.
اما توجه رو به جای اینکه برای عیسی بذاره
برای مریم. The one who gave birth to Jesus.
مادر عیسی.
And of course that's what we see in the Catholic Church.
میبینیم که کلیسای کاتولیک worship
to Mary. They pray to Mary.
برای مریم دعا میکنه. با مریم صحبت میکنه.
They make Mary the mediatrix, the one who is between God and man.
میانجی خدا و انسان قرار داده.
Well, the Bible says in first.
کتاب مقدس بهمون میگه.
In 1 Timothy 2:5.
اول تیموتائوس 2:5.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
زیرا یک خداست 2:5 زیرا یک خداست و یک واسطه در میان خدا و انسان یعنی آن انسان مسیح عیسی
Jesus is the only mediator
عیسی مسیح تنها میانجی است
We do not pray to saints
و مقدسین ما دعا نمی‌کنیم
Yeah we don't pray through Mary
با مریم دعا نمی‌کنیم
Yeah we pray directly to God
مستقیما با خود خدا
Now was Mary a special woman
آیا مریم یک
yes,
آدم
she was a godly woman
بله آدمی
The Bible says
خدا ترس
She was highly favored by God.
و خداوند لطفی رو براش قرار داده و لطف زیادی رو.
She was a sinner just like you and me.
اما مریم هم انسانی گناهکار مثل من و شما.
Salvation just
مریم
like you and me.
هم نجات نیاز داشت مثل من و شما.
And by the way, she's also not the mother of God, as the Catholic Church says.
و همچنین که کلیسای کاتولیک میگه مادر خداوند مریم مادر خدا نبود.
Mary gave birth to the physical body of Jesus.
مریم فقط بدن عیسی رو
Jesus said before Abraham.
Abraham
was, I am.
قبل از اینکه ابراهیم بود، من هستم.
And of course, when this quote was given, the people wanted to stone him.
زمانی که عیسی مسیح حرف زد، همه خواستن سنگسارش کنن.
You can find it in John 8 if you want to look it up.
در یوحنا فصل 8 هست اگر میخوایی آیه رو پیدا کنی.
Actually, just read it.
بزنین بخونیش.
John 8:53.
8:53.
Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself?
Sorry,
that is...
That's not the one.
No, that's not the one. I thought it was the one. 58. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Before Abraham was, I am.
آمین آمین به شما میگویم که پیش از آن که ابراهیم باشد من هستم
Actually, it fits in nicely what I'm going to say anything. Anyway, also verse 53 we read, it talks about Jesus being greater than Abraham. Now, Jesus is greater than Mary. And of course, the fact Jesus is greater than anybody. He is God Almighty. Yeah, a lot of people believe today that Jesus is a good person.
خیلی ایمان دارن که
عیسی
مسیح that he was, اون آدم خوبه.
Just a great prophet.
یک نبی بزرگه.
Or some significant person in history.
اصلا شاید نبی بزرگی بوده یا یک آدم بزرگی در تاریخ بوده.
Yeah, putting this besides everybody else in history.
مثل یکی از کسایی در تاریخ بوده
yeah,
اما این غلطه
he is the greatest of them all.
عیسی مسیح بالاتر از همه است
he supersedes everybody
او بالاتر و عظیم‌تر از همه است
he has the preeminence preeminence in everything.
در همه چیز بلندتر و عظیمتر و اول هر چیزه.
Now, go back to Luke 11.
لوقا 11.
Jesus is going to respond to this woman.
عیسی مسیح جواب این زن رو میده.
Who just has made the statement.
که این اعلام کرد که مریم بزرگه.
11:28. But he said, "Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it."
اما او گفت بلکه خوشا به حال آنانی که کلام خدا را میشنوند و آن را حفظ میکنند.
Yeah, so Jesus simply corrects this woman and said, "Hey, you know, here's what is even more blessed."
میدونی چی برکتش بیشتر از
اون؟ Yeah, then giving birth to the Son of God.
برکت اون که بدیم به پسر عیسی مسیح.
And that is to hear the word of God and keep it.
کلام خدا رو بشنویم و نگه داریم.
Just listen to his words and keep it.
گوش بدیم بهش و کلام رو نگه داریم.
Meaning also applying them to your life.
و اونو در زندگی.
Yeah, that is more blessed.
او برکتش بیشتره.
Yeah, this woman is honoring Mary while she should be praising Christ.
اون مریم رو جلال میده در صورتی که باید عیسی مسیح رو جلال
میده. Jesus is greater.
عیسی مسیح عظیم‌تره.
We're going to the next story.
داستان بعدی
رو بکنیم. This has the same theme.
به این موضوع رو
نگاه. Go to Luke 11:29. And when the people were gathered together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet."
و هنگامی که مردم بر او ازدحامی نمودند سخن گفتن آغاز کرد که اینان نسلی شریرند که آیتی طلب میکنند و آیتی به دیشان عطا نخواهد شد جز آیت یونس نبی.
Yeah, so the people are crowding together around Jesus. They want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah,
today we should be like that. Wanted to hear the word of God.
Yeah,
want to take in from the living water. Now of course you are here in the middle of the week.
And
we don't have some great show here. We just preach the word of God. So we are here to hear the word of God preached. Now, Jesus is telling this group of people,
yeah,
and he says, this is an evil generation, they seek a sign. And is it not how many people around us are? They are not willing to believe unless God does something for them. Yeah, God, you need to be appearing before me or do this or that. Otherwise, I will not believe you. Do a miracle. Give us a sign. Remember last Sunday? They believe not the record that God has given of his son. They want some manifestation. They want some miracle.
Now,
Jesus says, it's an evil generation that asks for a sign.
نسل پلیدیه که دنبال آیت و معجزه میگرده.
Yeah, they want proof.
حقیقت میخوان.
Do it right before us.
درست انجام بده اون کار.
And Jesus tells them, no sign will be given to you.
میگه هیچ آیت هیچ معجزه‌ای برای شما نخواهد بود.
The sign of Jonas the prophet.
به غیر از معجزه یونس
نبی. Now, what is the sign of Jonas the prophet?
آیت معجزه یونس نبی.
Go to Matthew 12.
متا 12.
We're going to be on this point for a little while. Matthew 12, verse 38 and 39. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas.
آنگاه بعضی از کاتبان و فریسیان در جواب گفتند ای استاد می‌خواهیم از تو آیتی بینیم. او در جوابشان گفت نسل شریر و زناکار آیتی می‌طلبند و بدیشان جز آیت یونس نبی داده نخواهد شد.
Yeah, so here it says that the scribes and Pharisees were asking Jesus to give them a sign.
Yeah,
to do some miracle for them.
معجزه ای سبارشون بکنه.
Yeah, and of course Jesus is calling them an evil and adulterous generation.
عیسی مسیح اونها رو آدم زناکار میخونه.
And he says, "Hey, no sign will be given to you but the sign of prophet Jonas."
Now, the next verse actually
tells us what this sign is.
و بعد آیه بعدی بهمون میگه نشونه چیه.
Verse 40, for as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
متی 12. زیرا همچنان که یونس 3 شبانه روز در شکم ماهی ماند، پسر انسان نیز 3 شبانه روز در شکم زمین خواهد
بود. So what is the sign? What's the sign of Jonas?
یونس داره چیه؟
Now Jonas was 3 days.
3 روز و 3 شب.
And 3 nights in the belly of the whale.
در شکم ماهی ماند.
Yeah. So shall the Son of Man
in
3 days and 2 nights in the heart of the earth.
That
is a sign that they will get the given. And of course, not only for that generation, but every generation that's to come. Yeah, it's the sign that Jesus tells you. It's a sign that Jesus tells who Jesus is. That he is who he said he was.
Now,
I want to look at the Old Testament in the book of Jonah. And I read some verses from there. And if you have a normal Bible instead of a digital one, just keep your finger there because we're going to be there a lot today.
Now,
let me quickly give you the context of Jonah, the book of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of God. He was sent by God to the Ninevites. He was to warn them for God's judgment. Jonah, for some reason, doesn't like these people and decides to go the exact opposite direction. He takes a ship, sails off in the wrong direction, thinking he can get away from God. Newsflash, you cannot get away from God.
Yeah.
And God sends a storm. So the storm gets to a point that they're almost perishing. And the sailors on the boat try to figure out who is the cause of this misfortune to them.
They're casting
lots. Jonah is selected. The lot falls on Jonah. And he confesses to them, yeah, I'm running away from God. I'm the reason you're in trouble. And he says the only way this storm is going to stop
if you
throw me out of the boat into the sea. Now, initially, they're working very hard to not do that. But they can't make it. And the throne Jesus overboard. And the storm comes. Now, that's not the end of Jonah. Because otherwise, we wouldn't have the story. God had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah up.
Now,
start reading in Jonah 2, verse 1. Yeah, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly.
یونس از شکم ماهی نزد یهوه خدای خود دعا کرد و گفت این نبود.
Chapter 2 verse 1.
آیه 1 2 1.
Jonah 2 verse 1.
درست.
یونس از شکم ماهی نزد یهوه خدای خود دعا کرد و گفت در تنگی خیش نزد خداوند فریاد.
Only verse 1.
فقط آیه 1.
Yeah, was it right? Yeah. Okay. So where is Jonah the prophet?
یونس کجا بوده؟
Is in the belly of a great fish.
Now
remember what the sign of the prophet Jonah was. Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Yeah.
Jesus is pointing back to this story, to this prophecy. Now read verse 2. And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Yeah, so now Jonah is afflicted. He's crying out to God. And it says he cries out of the belly of hell. Now, a verse earlier he said he was crying out of the belly of the fish.
So
which one is it? Where was Jonah?
Now,
he was in the belly of the whale.
But
he is prophesying here. Jonah is a prophet. And Jesus points to that prophecy.
Yeah,
from Luke 11, from Matthew 12. What Jonah is saying is about the Son of Man, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus says,
I will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Go look what Jonah has said about me. And then we see Jonah describing in verse 2 that he is in the belly of hell. A place that Jonah never literally was. Yeah, he was in the belly of the fish. Yeah, so Jonah prophesied that the coming Messiah would spend 3 days and 3 nights in hell, which is in the heart of the earth at this point in time. Now, some Christians want to argue about what the heart of the earth is. Where did Jesus go when he died on the cross? And Christians will give different answers to that. Some will say, oh, he was just buried. That means he was in the heart of the earth. It's the grave. Now, others will say Jesus went to the good part of hell.
Yeah.
Abraham's bosom.
I
spent the whole sermon
last year, but
maybe it was longer ago than last year.
But
I showed you, first of all, that it's a stupid doctrine, but I showed you what the Bible actually says. Yeah, because they take certain verses and they take them out of the context and making them say things the Bible doesn't say. Now, what does the Bible say?
Yeah.
Jonah's giving prophecy. He's being afflicted in the fish's belly.
ماهی در حقیقت با خودش درگیره.
And he says he's afflicted in the belly of hell. Now this is a picture of Jesus being in hell.
این یه تصویری از عیسی هست که در جهنم.
And it doesn't sound like that he's having a good time.
به این معنی نیست که داره خوش میگذره.
Yeah, preaching the gospel to the captive, because that's what they teach.
انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, just listen to the sermon.
اسیرها اعلام کنه.
I think it's 3 years ago or something. I preached that.
فکر میکنم 3 سال پیش در موردش موعظه کردم.
Probably one of the sermons on the book of Peter, 1 Peter, chapter 2 or 3. So, what is it? Now, what about letting the Bible speak for itself? Jesus said, I will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights.
Now,
go look at the prophecy of Jonah.
برگردیم به یونس و نبوت یونس رو ببینیم.
And there it's prophesied that he was afflicted and that he was in hell.
و میگه که اون 3 روز و 3 شب در جهنم.
Of course, that's consistent, yeah, with what we find in other places when the Bible talks about hell.
That جهنم صحبت
the hell is downwards.
پایین زمینه.
In the nether parts of the earth.
درست درون زمینه.
Yeah, down in the pit.
در حقیقت یه چاه عمیقه.
Yeah, now, some people get offended when you say that Jesus went to hell to pay for our
sins.
Yeah, but is it really so hard to grasp?
Yeah,
we just looked at part of this prophecy. And there's more coming in a moment. And it points basically to Jesus going to hell. Yeah, Jesus died on the cross so we can live. He paid the price for our sins. But was it only him dying on the cross, or was there more to it? Now, what is the punishment for sin? Is it just dying physically? No, it's being thrown into hell. After you die, that is the punishment of sin. It is the second death. Hell. Yeah, so why is it so hard to understand that Jesus actually went to the place that we deserve to go to in our place? Yeah, he tasted death so we don't have to taste death. Yeah, so in order for Jesus to pay for our sins, he not only had to die physically, but also go down to hell for 3 days and 3 nights. Now, go back to Jonah chapter 2 and I'll read verse 6. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God.
به بن کوه ها فرو رفتم و زمین برای همیشه در بندم کشید. اما تو حیاتم را از گور برکشیدی. تو یهوه خدای من.
Yeah, so he went to the bottom of the mountain, says here.
میره پایین
کوه. The earth with her bars were about him.
زمین
عمقش. Yeah, remember Jonah is prophesying. Jonah is saying things about Jesus.
یونس چیزهایی رو داره میگه در مورد عیسی مسیح.
Jonah is in the belly of the fish.
چون یونس در اون شکم.
He was not on the bottom of the mountains.
پایین کوه نیست.
Yeah, it was not the fish was swam really really deep.
فقط ماهی نبوده که خیلی عمیق.
No, there were bars around him.
که در اطرافش در حقیقت چی بوده؟
Yeah, the earth with her bars was about me forever.
زمین دور من حصار بود، حصار گفته شده.
This is about Jesus.
از گور برکشید.
نه، میگه دور زمین اولش.
زمین برای همیشه
در بندم کشید.
Now, some will say, how can Jesus pay for our sins in 3 days and 3 nights?
بعضی میگن چجوری میتونه عیسی مسیح 3 روز و 3 شب
if we deserve everlasting life.
ما رو بده. اگر مجازات ما و لیاقت ما زندگی ابدی است.
Answer. I don't know exactly.
نمیدونم.
And the Bible doesn't explain how the sacrifice of Jesus.
نمیتونم بگم 3 روز 3 شب چه جوری مجازات ابدی رو جایگزین میشه.
For our eternal sins.
چرا 3 روز او کافی است برای ابدیت مجازات ما؟
I can speculate.
اما میتونم حدس بزنم.
But that's just giving my opinion.
نظرمه ولی
Here's what I do know.
اما چیزی که مطمئنن میدونم اینه که
Jesus
عیسی مسیح
paid for my sins.
مجازات من رو پرداخت کرد.
So I don't have to go to hell.
که من به جهنم نرم.
He went for me.
او به جای من رفت.
So that's what the Bible clearly says.
کتاب مقدس همین رو میگه.
Yeah, the rest can you ask God in heaven?
بقیه‌شو وقتی رفتیم بهش از خداوند رو در رو بپرسید.
How is that 3 days and 3 nights?
سه روز چه جوری 3 روز و 3 شب
مساوی
مجازات ابدی منه.
Now notice also what it says in verse 6.
آیه 6 رو دقت کنید.
Thou hast brought up my life from corruption.
من زندگی من رو از نابودی به دست آوردی.
Now, go to Acts 2. Keep your finger in Jonah and go to Acts 2.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2 رو باز کنید.
Because this is another connection. Acts 2:31.
آیه 31 رو بخونید.
Where it says, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption.
Did you
say?
31. او رستاخیز مسیح را پیشاپیش دیده گفت که جان او در عالم مردگان گذاشته نشود و بدن او فساد را نبیند.
Now first look at the end of this verse.
آخر آیه نگاه کن.
His flesh did not see corruption.
جان او نابودی ندید.
Yeah. And it said then it says he was not left where?
کجا رها نشد؟
He was not left in hell.
در جهنم رها نشد.
Yeah. Neither did his flesh see corruption.
و بدنش هم
the physical body of Jesus
خراب نشد. بدن جسمانی عیسی مسیح دفن شد.
Yeah, in the tomb.
در قبر عیسی مسیح.
And it says his soul was not left in hell.
در جهنم رها نشد.
And the soul of Jesus went to hell.
جان عیسی مسیح رفت به جهنم.
And his body didn't see corruption.
اما بدنش فنایی رو ندید. رو ندید چون جهنم رها نشد.
Because of course the third day he was resurrected.
چون بعد از 3 روز از مردگان
برخاست. Go to another prophecy about Jesus.
یه نبوت دیگه در مورد عیسی مسیح ببینید.
In Isaiah 53.
اشعیا 53.
Verse 10.
آیه 10.
And this is a prophecy about Jesus. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. 10.
اما خواست خداوند این بود که او را له کرده به دردها مبتلا سازد، چون جان خود را قربانی گناه ساخت. نسل خدا خواهد دید و عمرش دراز خواهد شد و اراده خداوند به دست وی به انجام خواهد رسید.
Yeah, so notice that the soul of Jesus
جان عیسی مسیح
was the offering for sin.
مجازات گناه شد.
Yeah, his flesh was in the grave.
و در صورتی که جسمش در قبر بود.
Where does the soul go?
جانش کجا رفت؟
We just saw in Acts 2:31 it went to hell.
رفت به جهنم در عمل.
Wasn't left there.
اما اونجا رها نشد.
That's why his body didn't see corruption.
برای همین بدنش فنا نشد.
Yeah, because if it would be longer eventually, the body
چون اگر بیشتر از 3 روز جانش میرفت بدن می پوسیده میشد.
Now some will say, "Oh, he went to Hades."
رفتن هیدی.
Yeah, because some translations would use Hades.
و بعضی از در حقیقت فردوس فردوس فرق
Hades is just a different language.
یه زبان دیگه است از جهنم در حقیقت حدیث ببخشید یونانی.
The Greek equivalent of the English equivalent for Hades is just hell.
جهنم به زبان یونانی.
Yeah, the King James Bible doesn't have Hades in it. It just says hell. They translated it.
King James همون جهنم رو ترجمه میکنه ولی ترجمه های دیگه کلمه یونانی رو نگه داشتن در
So you really cannot argue where Jesus went.
عیسی کجا رفت؟
Yeah, Jesus went to hell. It's so bad.
عیسی مسیح جانش به جهنم رفت. اعمال رسولان 2:32.
Yeah. The sign of Jonah points to it.
و یونس اشاره میکنه به اون موضوع
که
عیسی رفت در
points to that.
لوقا 12:11 هم در موردش میگه.
Yeah, what is the sign that they are given?
آیات و معجزه‌ای که داریم چیست؟
That Jesus died on the cross.
عیسی مسیح بر روی صلیب.
Went to hell for 3 days and 3 nights.
و به جهنم رفت برای 3 روز و 3 شب و مجازات گناهان ما رو داد و از مردگان
برخاست.
و نشانه و آیتی که دریافت خواهند کرد این است.
Now do a miracle for us, Jesus.
یه معجزه‌ای بکن برای ما.
Show us a trick so we may believe.
به ما یه کلکی رو نشون بده که ایمان بیاریم. یه آیتی رو نشون بده، یک شعبده‌ای رو نشون بده.
No.
نه.
Jesus says you will not get a sign.
هیچ نشونه و هیچ معجزه‌ای رو نشونتون
نمیده. Except.
به غیر از اینکه.
The sign of Jonah.
آیت یونس.
Of course, that's also the sign we have today.
و امروز این آیت رو من شما.
Go back to Luke 11.
لوقا 11.
Read verse 30.
آیه 30.
For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation.
زیرا چنان که یونس برای اهل نینوه آیت شد، همچنین پسر انسان نیز برای این نسل خواهد بود.
Now this is interesting because here it says, it says Jonas was a sign.
یونس برای اهل نینوه یه آیت یه نشونه بود.
We just talked about the sign of Jonas.
در مورد نشونه یونس صحبت کردیم.
And here it says Jonas was a sign.
یونس هم نشونه بود.
Yeah, he was a sign himself to the Ninevites.
نشونه بود برای نینوه.
Yeah, so the sign of Jonah.
نشونه نینوه.
Was a prophecy.
یونس.
Yeah, that was about Jesus.
یه نبوتی بود در مورد عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, he spent 3 days and 2 nights in the
hell. 3 روز و 3 شب رو در جهنم قرار خواهد گرفت.
His body didn't see corruption.
و بدنش نابودی رو دریافت.
Now we have Jonas being a sign
to the Ninevites.
Now, what does that mean?
به چه معنی است؟
Of course, Jonas did walk into the city of Nineveh.
یونس در شهر نینوا قدم زد.
He did warn the people for their wrath to come.
اعلام خطر کرد برای مردمی که قراره بیان.
And we don't know what kind of impression he made.
نمیدونیم چه نشونی داشت.
Yeah, but he made some impression.
اما خیلی محکم نشون داد.
Vomited out of a great fish.
اما فکر کن جلوی نینوا یک ماهی استفراغ کنه و آدم
I don't think you look great after you were spending some time
بعد از
3 روز
و 3 شب تو شکم ماهی که باشی وقتی بیای بیرون خیلی قیافه خوشگلی
نداری.
اما میدونیم که وقتی وارد نینوا شد همه تعجب کردن.
The people of Nineveh listened to him.
چون مردم نینوا وقتی اینو دیدن حرفشو گوش
کردن. If you read all the story, you will
know. داستانو بخونی میفهمین که.
That they went in sack, cloth and ashes.
و همه
the king.
لباس ماتم تنشون کردن و گوش کردن و در نتیجه
in a great revival.
و انقلاب بزرگی در نینوا شد.
Here's another way that Jonas
was
a sign.
یه راه دیگه ای که یونس هم نشون آیت بود چی بود؟
And I'll not spend long on this, but we can also see that Jonas is a picture of Jesus.
میتونیم ببینیم که عیسی مسیح تصویری از
And I'll give you some examples from that story.
و یک مثالی رو ازتون استفاده میکنم از اون داستان که بدونید.
Now, of course, Jonas was thrown into the sea.
میدونیم که یونس به دریا
with the purpose of saving the rest.
با هدف اینکه با غرق شدنش توی آب باعث نجات همه قایق کسی که قایق بودن بشه.
Which is very similar.
که همون کارم عیسی کرد.
So Jesus being sacrificed
قربانی شد
for the sins of many.
برای گناهان خیلی.
In this way Jonas is a picture of Christ.
و در حقیقت در همین تصویر هم یونس
There's nothing in this interesting from the same story.
یه چیز جالب دیگه تو داستان یونس هست.
What were the sailors initially doing?
اون کسایی که ملوانان بودن چیکار می‌کردن؟
Working very hard.
خیلی تلاش می‌کردن ملوانان
to get that ship to the shore.
که اون قایق رو به ساحل
رسوند. They didn't want to throw Jonas overboard.
اما نمیخواستن یونس رو پرتاب کنن توی آب.
They failed. They couldn't do it.
اما نتونستن این کارو بکنن و شکست خوردن.
Only after they sacrificed Jonah.
بعد از اینکه یونس رو قربانی کردن. اون دریا آروم شد.
Yeah, this is a picture of works-based salvation that doesn't work.
و اون هم که نجات از طریق اعمال فایده ای نداره.
You cannot work yourself to heaven.
هیچ کسی نمیتونه تلاش کنه که خودش به جهنم برسه، تو به ساحل برسه. احتیاج داریم به اون قربانی عیسی مسیح که به اون زندگی و به اون آرامش برسه.
In this way, Jonah was a sign.
و این نتیجه یونس هم یعنی آیت یا نشانه بود برای همه ما.
Yeah, of course, that's an argument you have a lot today.
بحثی که همه مردم امروز دارن. بارها میشنویم.
You say it's by faith.
شما با از طریق ایمان نجات دارید.
You preach to them the truth.
حقیقت رو موعظه میکنید.
And they will say, oh, well, just keep trying on my own.
سعی میکنم، تلاش میکنم.
I just keep trusting in my own works.
اطمینان میکنم به کار خودم، به عمل خودم.
I'm gonna reach it by myself.
خودم میرسم، خودم رو میرسونم.
Doing the work.
میرسونم، با عملم میرسونم.
Of course, that will never work.
اما به هیچ عنوان نمیرسه.
Here's another one from that same story.
یه داستان دیگه هم هست از اون داستان.
Read Jonah 1:14.
یونس 1:14.
And this is what the sailors are saying just before they
قبل از
throw in Jonah into the sea.
یونس رو بندازن توی آب، چی میگفتن ملبانان؟
Jonah 1:14.
یونس
Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee.
پس به درگاه خداوند فریاد برآوردند که آه ای خداوند، تمنا این که به سبب جان این شخص تلف نشویم، مگذار دست ما به خون بیگناهی آلوده شود، زیرا تو ای خداوند هر چه بخواهی میکنی.
Yeah, so the sailors are saying
اون ملبانان میگن
that God has done as he pleased.
خداوند اون جوری که میخواد انجام بده.
Now if you remember what just read in Isaiah 53
اشعیا 53 یادتون میاد آیه 10 چی میگه؟
Yeah, it said it pleased the Lord to bruise him, talking about Jesus.
از خداوند رضایت میبره از زخمی شدن عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, the sacrifice pleased the Lord.
قربانی عیسی مسیح او رو راضی میکنه.
And it also appeased the Lord.
و خداوند رو آرام کرد.
Yeah, because if you read the next verse in first Jonah 1:15.
یوحنا 1:15 اگه بخونیم.
We'll see that. So
یونس 1:15 بخونیم.
So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging.
آنگاه یونس را برگرفته به دریا افکندند و دریا از خروش خود آرام گرفت.
Yeah, the sea ceased from raging.
آروم شد از خروشش.
Yeah, Jonah's sacrifice stopped the wrath of God.
قربانیش.
In this case, in the form of the sea.
خشم خداوند را در اون در اقیانوس در اون آب آروم کرد.
And of course, similarly, we have Jesus.
ما هم عیسی را داریم.
And the sacrifice of Jesus appeased the wrath of God for us.
که خشم خداوند و خروش خداوند رو برای ما آروم کرد.
Without Jesus,
بدون عیسی مسیح
God's wrath abides on us.
خشم خداوند این ما رو میگیره. اما در مسیح از اون خشم نجات پیدا کردیم.
Yeah, there are a lot of lines you can draw between the life of Jesus
از مسیر زندگی عیسی مسیح و تصویر یونس.
So it's just a picture pointing to Jesus.
در حقیقت یه تصویری است که ما رو به عیسی مسیح آشنا میکنه.
Yeah, so we have the sign of Jonah.
یونس و آیت یونس رو داریم. نبوتی که عیسی مسیح به ما اشاره میکنه که بهش نگاه کنیم.
Jonah being a sign.
بعد یونس رو میبینیم که نمونه هست.
Yeah,
نشونه
the one who went to Nineveh.
کسی که در نینوا رفت.
But even the story, if his life points to Jesus.
و داستانش که اشاره میکنه به عیسی مسیح. آیه 30.
Verse 30. Read 30 again.
آیه 30 رو
بخون. Read verse 30 again from Luke 11.
لوقا 11.
For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation.
زیرا چنان که یونس برای اهل نینوا شد، همچنین پسر انسان نیز برای این نسل خواهد بود.
Yeah. Jonah, for Jesus brings up the Ninevites here.
یونس برای اهل نینوا نشون شد.
What about these Ninevites?
نینوا چیکار کردن که نشون داشتن؟
Go to Jonah for chapter 3.
یونس فصل 3
رو باز کنید. And read verses 8 to 10.
آیه 8 تا 10 رو بخونید.
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from the evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Chapter 3, verses 8 to 10.
انسان و حیوان باید پلاس بپوشند و به درگاه خدا فریاد بلند سردن و هر یک از راه های بد و از خشونت دستان خیش بازگشت کنند. کسی چه داند؟ شاید خدا منصرف شده به رحم آید و خشم تند خیش باز دارد تا هلاک نشویم. چون خدا عمل آنان را دید و اینکه چگونه از راه های بد خیش بازگشتند، منصرف شده بلایی را که بدان تهدیدشان کرده بود بر سرشان نیاورد.
Yeah, so they humbled themselves before God. They cried out to God.
And
we see that God ended up not destroying them. That they basically had physical salvation
from
what God was planning to do to them. But there's something what they also had, I believe. That was spiritual salvation. First of all, verse 5 says is that they believed God.
Yeah.
What does it take to be saved?
And the answer is believing.
Yeah, this is how Abraham got saved in the Old Testament.
This
is how David got saved in the Old Testament.
That's how we get saved today. By faith, by believing. Yeah.
Go to Romans 4. Romans 4.
رومیان فصل 4.
Romans 4 and read verses 3 till 8. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified and godly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Zira kitab chi migoyad? Ibrahim be khoda iman avard va am baraye o edalat mahsub shod. Amma baraye kasi ke amal mikonad muzdash na az rah feiz, balki az rah talab mahsub mishavad. Va amma kasi ke amal nakonad balki iman avard, be o ke bi dinan ra qadil mishomarad, iman o edalat mahsub mishavad. Chunan ke Daud nis khoshhali آن کس را ذکر می‌کند که خدا برای او عدالت محسوب می‌دارد بدون اعمال. خوشا به حال کسانی که خطایای ایشان آمرزیده شد و گناهانشان پوشیده گردید. خوشا به حال کسی که خداوند گناه را به وی محسوب نفرماید.
Yeah, so these are individuals from the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق کسایی بودن.
How were they saved?
چجوری نجات پیدا کردن؟
Not by works.
نه از اعمال.
But by faith, by believing.
و از ایمان و کاملا ایمان داشتن.
You say, okay, but how do we know the Ninevites were actually believing in God?
Of course, it makes the remark
in verse 5. But go back to Luke 11, at verse 32. We're skipping on verse, we're coming back to that later. Luke 11, verse 32. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here.
مردم نینوا در روز داوری ما این نسل برخواسته بر ایشان حکم کرد زیرا که به موعظه یونس توبه کردند و اینک در اینجا کسی بزرگتر از یونس است.
Yeah, so the men of Nineveh shall rise in the judgment.
در روز قضاوت بخواهند ایستاد.
The generation and shall condemn it. Now, how many judgments are there?
روز داوری چند روز چند تا داوری وجود داره؟
Yeah, you have two judgments.
دو تا داوری.
You have the judgment seat of Christ.
داوری عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, only Christians.
فقط مسیحیان در اون داوری هستن.
After the second coming of
بعد
Jesus Christ.
از اومدن عیسی مسیح اون روز داوری برای ایمان داره.
It's a judgment.
داوری
است که determine the rewards we are given.
داوری که پاداش هامون داده.
Yeah, we are not judged for the sins we have committed.
قضاوتی نیست که برای گناهانی که کردیم.
Why not?
چرا گناهامونو پرداخت میکنیم؟ چون همش پاک شده، بخشیده شده. کلام خداوند میگه گناهان ما از شرق تا غرب، همون قدری که اونا از هم دورن، گناهان هم از ما دورن.
What's the second judgment?
دومین داوری چه داوری است؟
No, that's the final judgment.
داوری آخره.
We read it in the book of Revelation.
در کتاب مکاشفه میخونیم.
And it's called the white throne judgment.
و میگن داوری تخت سفید.
All the way at the end.
آخر آخر زمان.
And everybody will be there.
و همه کس ها اونجا خواهند بود.
And this will also the deaf or those who are not in Christ will be there.
اونهایی هم که در مسیح نیستن، مردگان هم اونجا خواهند بود، اونها هم قضاوت خواهند شد، اما اونها برای گناهانشون قضاوت خواهند شد.
The men of Nineveh will be present there.
و مردم نینوا اونجا حاضر خواهند بود.
But they're not there to be judged by God.
اما مردم نینوا با خداوند قضاوت نمیشن.
And they will be condemning the generation that lived at the time of Jesus.
اما در حقیقت مردم نینوا میان و محکوم میکنن کسایی رو که در زمان عیسی زندگی
میکنن.
در حقیقت فریسیان، صدوقیان رو محکوم خواهند کرد و غیر ایماندارانی که با عیسی رو در رو دیدن و ایمان نیاوردن. چرا مردم نینوا مردم اون زمان عیسی مسیح رو محکوم
میکنه؟
چون مردم نینوا
had a prophet of God coming to them.
نبی عیسی اومد جلوشون
to bring the word of God to them.
کلام خداوند رو آورد با معجزه‌اش.
This was a prophet.
نبی که اومد
that didn't like them.
دوستشون نداشت.
That didn't want to come to them.
نبی که حتی حاضر نبود بیاد.
Even tried to flee in the other direction.
حتی خواست فرار کنه.
Yeah, God had to bring a storm.
حتی طوفان آورد که اون نبی به زور بیاد.
Caused him to be thrown overboard, swallowed by a fish.
با ماهی در حقیقت ماهی بخورتش.
Vomited out again.
در حقیقت ماهی سه روز نگرش داره تو شکمش، بعد ماهی بالا بیارتش.
To get this prophet to go to Nineveh.
که بادار کنه که این نبی بالاخره به شهر نینوا بره.
And if you read the book of Jonah completely.
اگه کتاب نینوا رو یونس رو کامل بخونی.
After all of this.
بعد از همه این اتفاقایی که برای یونس افتاد،
he still hates the Ninevites.
هنوز از نینوا متنفره.
He's sitting outside of the city.
هنوز خارج از شهر ایستاده.
Hoping that God will destroy the Ninevites.
بازم منتظر خدایا نینوا رو نابود کن، ما راحت شیم.
Like I'm in the first row seeing the destruction in it.
بذار همین اول وایستم نابودش رو ببینم.
Then he's upset when God doesn't do it.
اما خداوند نینوا رو نابود نمی‌کنه، ناراحت میشه.
That's what the men of Nineveh had.
مردم نینوا این نبی رو داشتن.
Yet they believed God.
وقتی این نبی به شهرشون اومد، ایمان آوردن.
Changed the direction
at the preaching of Jonah. مسیرشون رو عوض کردن با موعظه یونس و قدم یونس.
Compare that with the scribes and the Pharisees.
اما مقایسه کنید مردم نینوا رو با صدوقیان و صدوقیان و تمام مردمی که کاتبانی که در زمان عیسی مسیح بودن.
They had the son of God.
پسر خدا رو داشتن.
God in the flesh coming to
them. خدایی رو که جسم پوشیده بود در میانشون قرار گرفت.
All these miracles were done among them.
و همه معجزات در میانشون و کنارشون انجام شد.
And they did not believe.
اما باز ایمان نیاوردن.
They're asking for a sign.
اما باز دنبال آیات میگردن. دنبال نشونه میگردن.
The men of Nineveh.
برای همین در روز آخر مردم نینوا.
Condemn that generation.
اون نسل عیسی مسیح رو که ایمان نیاورد قضاوت خواهد کرد.
We had this crazy guy.
ما اون دیوونه رو داشتیم.
Smelling like fish.
بوی ماهی میده، بوی گند ماهی.
Who wanted us to be destroyed.
که حتی پشت در شهر ما وایستاده بود، تقاضای نابودی ما رو میکرد.
And you had Jesus.
اما تو عیسی رو داشتی.
And you didn't believe.
باز ایمان نیاوردی.
Yeah, one greater than Jonah.
چقدر بزرگتر از یونس به سمت شما اومد.
Go back to Luke 11 and read verse 31.
بریم لوقا 11 آیه 31 رو بخونیم.
Yeah, Jesus is greater than Mary. Jesus is greater than Jonah. Jesus is greater also than
Solomon. عیسی مسیح بزرگتر از یونس. عیسی مسیح بزرگتر از سلیمان. آیه 31.
The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here.
ملکه جنوب در روز داوری با مردم این نسل برخاسته، در ایشان حکم خواهد کرد، زیرا که از اقصای زمین آمد تا حکمت سلیمان را بشنود، و اینک در اینجا کسی بزرگتر از سلیمان است.
Yeah, so Jesus brings up another example here.
عیسی مسیح مثال دیگر رو
برش. Hey, you had the queen of the south.
در حقیقت ملکه جنوب.
She will rise up in the judgment as well.
او در اون روز قضاوت
میشه. Like he's mentioned Nineveh.
Yeah,
no, this is talking about the Queen of Sheba, which we'll talk about in a moment.
در مورد ملکه جنوب.
Yeah. And she will also condemn the generation of Jesus.
محکوم میکنه نسل عیسی رو.
Yeah, go to 1 Kings 10 and read verse 1.
اول پادشاهان فصل 10 آیه 1 بخونید.
1 Kings 10 chapter 1.
اول پادشاهان فصل 10 آیه 1.
And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. First Kings 10:1.
چون ملکه سبا آوازه سلیمان را در خصوص نام خداوند شنید، آمد تا او را با پرسش‌های دشوار بیازماید.
Yeah, so listen to what moved her to just make that trip.
She heard of the fame of
Solomon concerning the name of the Lord.
در مورد اون سلیمان که نام خداوند رو خوند.
Yeah, she heard about Solomon.
کلام سلیمان رو شنید.
Yeah, she heard about God.
در مورد خدا شنید.
She wanted to prove it for herself.
و خواست ثابت بشه به خودش.
She wanted to hear.
می‌خواست بشنوه.
The wisdom.
حکمت سلیمان.
And the wisdom of God that Solomon was speaking.
و حکمت خداوندی رو که سلیمان در موردش
صحبت می‌کنه. She traveled
far. از خیلی دور.
She brought gifts.
هدیه آورد.
To go here.
که بره.
Solomon speak.
و زمانی که سلیمان صحبت می‌کنه
ببینید
چیزهایی که گفته شده بود آیا حقیقت داره یا نه.
If you read the story, Solomon answers all the questions.
و اگه داستان رو بخونید سلیمان جواب همه سوالا رو میده.
And he even says not half of what was told me it was more it was how does the phrase? Yeah, half was not told me. That's what he said. Yeah, half was not told me.
نصفش هم نشنیدم.
Yeah, no, it was much more than he expected.
خیلی بیشتر از اونی که توقع داشتم شنیدم.
And she ends up praising God.
و باز خدا رو میپرسه.
Read verse 9, First Kings 10.
رو بخونید. اول پتروس.
Verse 9. Blessed be. First King 10. Verse
9.
Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he king the king to do judgment and justice.
10:9.
Yeah. First King
10:9.
Yeah, so the Queen of Sheba is praising God.
ملکه شیبا خدا رو میپرسته.
She's believing in the God of Israel.
در خدای اسرائیل.
And she will at the judgment condemn the generation of Jesus.
در روز قضاوت حکمت عیسی مسیح رو محکوم میکنه.
I traveled all this way to hear Solomon speak.
که بشنوم صدای سلیمان رو.
But the greater came to you.
اما بزرگتر از سلیمان جلوی شما.
Jesus, God in the flesh, showed upon your doorstep.
خدا با تمام حکمتش خدایی که جس پوشید جلوی درتون ایستاد.
You didn't believe it.
باز ایمان نیاوردید.
Yeah. So Jesus is greater.
عیسی مسیح عظیمتر از مریم.
He's greater than Jonah.
عیسی مسیح بزرگتر از یونس.
He's greater than Solomon.
حتی بزرگتر از سلیمانه.
And today Jesus is greater than anybody.
و امروز عیسی مسیح بزرگتر از هر کسی که در میان ما باشه هست چون او خداونده.
Yeah. This world has received the sign of Jonah.
این دنیا آیت یونس رو تجربه کرده.
Jesus came to this earth.
عیسی مسیح بر روی اون زمین قرار
گرفت. We're given his testimony in his word.
شهادتش داده شد در کلامش.
Yeah, of the one who is greater.
او که بزرگتر و عظیمتره.
Who died for our sins.
او که برای گناهان ما مرد.
And if you believe on him,
اگر ایمان داری
we are saved spiritually.
و از لحاظ روحانی نجات پیدا کردی و پس به بهشت خواهی رفت به خاطر ایمانت.
If that's you, then
اگر شما ایمان
good
داری
for you.
خدا
if that's not you,
خوش به حالتون.
You need to cease from your works.
اما اگر هنوز شما نیستین از تلاشتون دست بکشید.
Stop trying to get the boat to safety
تلاش
by your own.
نکنید که اون قایقی که داره غرق میشه رو به ساحل برسونید.
You need to trust in the sacrifice of Jesus. اعتماد
کنید به اون قربانی که لازم انجام بشه با عیسی مسیح برای گناهانتون.
But then don't stop there.
اما همونجا دست نکشید.
Because next to salvation there's also
sanctification. در کنار نجات فقط نجات نیست بلکه مقدس شدن و پاک شدن هم هست.
Yeah, we're not only are going to heaven.
فقط نیومدیم که بریم به بهشت.
We can also have victory of our flesh.
بلکه اومدیم بر روی این زمین و بر روی این جسممون هم پیروز بشیم اگر روی این زمین.
Yeah, the Ninevites believed God.
ایمان دارن به خداوند.
But we see also they acted.
و عمل هم کردن.
They also changed their lives.
و زندگیشون رو عوض کردن.
What's the point of the story?
داستان مشکلش مشکلی اصلی این داستانمون چیه؟
For the lost, they have a sign.
برای گمشدگان آیتی هست، معجزه‌ای هست، نشانی هست.
The sign of
نشانی
the prophet
Jonas. نشان نبی یونس نبی است. همون عیسی مسیح.
The son of God.
پسر خداوند که اومد بر روی زمین که مجازات گناهان ما را پرداخت کنه.
For the saved,
برای اون کسی که نجات
we have the one that is greater.
ما کسی رو داریم که از همه بزرگتره.
We have his words.
ما کسی رو داریم که کلامش از این تره.
And we better take heed what he has said.
بهتره که شجاعت داشته باشیم از آنچه گفته میشه.
Yeah, we better be like Nineveh and change our ways. بهتره مثل
نینوا باشیم که راه‌های پلیدمون رو فراموش کنیم اگر نداریمش.
But he said,
او میگه,
ye rather blessed are they that hear the word of God.
خوش به حال آن کسانی که کلام خداوند رو میشنوند و نگه می‌دارند.
آمین.
آمین.